Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and alongside me is producer extraordinaire Stone Payton. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. This is going to be a fun segment, man.
Absolutely. Looking forward to this exciting Wednesday edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Hey, before we get started, let's remind you to connect with us on social media. You can follow the network Business Radio X on Twitter at Business Radio X. And you can follow today's program, Atlanta Business Radio, on Twitter at Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. All right. Without further ado, let's introduce today's guest. Her name is Tracy Neal, and she's with Tracy Neal and Company. How are you, Tracy?
I'm great. Great. How are you?
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and where you're from.
Well, I'm a mom, an entrepreneur, inventor, and philanthropist.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you lead with mom first, right?
I'm a mom, mother of three.
You are?
Yes.
Well, how old are they?
27 and 5.
27 and 5. So quite a range there of children, boys and girls.
Oldest is a girl, two little boys.
Okay, so you got your hands full. And back to school's coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, back to school for the college one, and then the two little ones, elementary school. So,
right.
So it's interesting.
So before you do anything else, you get up in the morning, you're a mom first, but then you're a business entrepreneur, like you said. When was your first endeavor into entrepreneurship?
My first endeavor really was maybe 10 years ago doing taxes for people. It was part-time. But I knew eventually I would have to go into full-time entrepreneurship because it was my passion.
And it because it gives you the freedom, or why is it your passion?
The ability to be creative and to be free, mm-hmm. And to help others. Because I know once I took that path, other people would be watching.
Yeah.
So it was motivation for me to move forward with entrepreneurship.
And so you started helping people prepare their taxes, you said about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago.
And you saw pretty quick, good success with that?
Yeah, I did.
But you didn't rest from there.
I didn't rest from there. In December 2014, I took the plunge into entrepreneurship full time.
You did?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Scary.
Okay.
Yeah, there was fear.
Yeah.
But excitement as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you had a little background in a corporate world, working, you know, for big companies. And so you to leave that can be a little unnerving.
Yes, 23 years in corporate America.
Okay.
So I work for a lot of the big top Fortune 100 companies here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Georgia Pacific, Accenture as a consultant.
Okay.
Just about all the telecoms. I worked for them as well.
Yeah.
And then Coca-Cola. That was my last employer.
Yeah. And then 2014, head first with Tracy Neal and Company, right?
Yes, Tracy Neal and Company.
What are you doing for folks over there?
Well, I'm helping entrepreneurs start their businesses from ideation to execution and launch. And that includes getting a business plan together, testing the market, working on a marketing strategy, and then also protecting their intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of entrepreneurs forget about that. Some don't know what it is.
Right.
So protecting their trademarks, their patents, and their copyrights, yeah. Showing them the process.
Okay.
Yes.
And so these businesses can be anything from startups to someone who needs some help, has an existing product or service. You help everyone. Can you give us an example of someone you recently helped?
I recently helped someone who is ready to start reaching out to investors for funding. So they needed help with pro forma statements, balance sheets, income statements, and cash flow forecasting.
Yeah.
So pulling on my corporate experience at Coca-Cola and other companies, I put those schedules together for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're ready to go to the investors for capital.
That's great.
Raise. Yeah.
So getting their paperwork together, their financial house in order, so then they can present that to get more funding to grow the business or serve more people.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Yes, yes.
So what are some good tips right out of the box that you could give to a young entrepreneur out there to make sure they are must have before launching their business?
The must have that I recommend entrepreneurs have is a strong support system.
Mm-hmm.
Because you sometimes seem like the lone ranger out there on your own.
Yeah.
I'm the only one going through this. How do I set up this company? Should I do an LLC or a corp, or S corp, or a C corp? All of that information can be provided to you if you have a strong support system. So that is the first thing.
Yeah, and that's not often the case. Family members, friends, colleagues, or trying to talk you out of this.
They think you're crazy.
Yeah, you've got a harebrained
scheme. Are you crazy? Exactly. Go back and get a job, a real job.
Right. So how do you overcome all the naysayers then as well? How do you know this is you being true to yourself?
When there's a burning desire in your belly, I tell people,
okay,
that passion, no matter what is happening around you, the chaos is happening, that's how you know this is, you know, what you need to pursue. Ah. There are some people who start it and they stop. I mean, because it is scary, mm-hmm. you know? But if you have that support system and there's a passion there,
yeah.
not to just be successful for yourself, but to help others, you have to pay it forward as well.
Burning desire in your belly.
Yes.
Stone usually gets that right before lunchtime every day. So. but most entrepreneurs we interview here in the studio often say that as well. You know, they have an idea, they have a passion to do something, to just kind of think outside the box. But the idea is completely different from the actual business plan or strategy to go to market. And that's where you come in.
Yes, you have to have alignment. You have to have alignment. And when I say alignment, that means your LinkedIn profile needs aligned with your mm-hmm. With your website, with your business strategy, your marketing strategy, all of that.
Right. Very important.
Yes.
How important it is to have a mentor along the way as well?
It is the next most important.
Okay.
And I say more than one mentor.
More than one?
More than one mentor,
yes. You should have like a personal one, maybe a professional one.
Absolutely, because there's some personal stuff you don't want to tell your professional.
Yeah, right. That's right. That is very true.
Yeah.
So was there someone who helped you along the way, a mentor that you're still continuing to rely on?
Yeah, I have several. Okay. I do have several from several of the companies I worked for and then people I've met along the journey.
Yeah.
So,
and we hear that again from folks we interview here, entrepreneurs, but mentorship is, it's great to give that back. But if I'm someone seeking a mentor, it's not like I could just go to Craigslist and there's like a mentor box that I check and look, how do you find them? Or how do you know this person is the right fit for you to kind of align your professional, you know, long range goals with?
There are several organizations. I've heard of people being assigned mentors and it doesn't work. It needs to be chemistry there.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, you have to fit some type of way, personality wise, vision wise, strategy wise. There's some meetup groups here in Atlanta that are pretty good about meeting with entrepreneurs in various stages of entrepreneurship. And then I think I mentioned maybe earlier about Women of Global Change. So that's specifically for women entrepreneurs. And then there's also, depending on what type of business you have, Startup Atlanta is a good one.
Okay.
I'm a member of Startup Atlanta.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a good one too. And it's varying stages.
Wow, good.
And then also I'm a member of CEO Space. It's an international entrepreneur, incubator, and accelerator. So okay. It's varying stages of the entrepreneurship. Yeah. It was ranked number one in Fortune magazine last year. Yeah.
And you're a member of that organization.
I'm a member of that.
So it sounds like networking is a very important part of this as well.
You
are part of a lot of associations. You know a lot of people.
I do.
And you're continuing to kind of grow your Rolodex as well. So networking would be something that an entrepreneur should begin to do if they haven't already.
Yes. And I will put a disclaimer there. Strategic networking. Don't go to every meetup.
Okay.
Don't go to every, you know, seminar or conference. Be strategic to make sure that these conferences and meetups and organizations align with your vision and your strategy.
Okay. And make sure that they serve good food.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're wasting your energy. You know, you only get so many hours a day. So be strategic about your networking.
Yeah, you've got to find people outside your regular comfort zone, your professional network, and just meet new people. And Atlanta's got plenty of people to meet and network with. They can help your business grow and help you develop personally and professionally as well.
Absolutely. And since Atlanta is an international city, with some of the intellectual property that I have, I was looking for manufacturers. So I was able to look at manufacturers here in the U.S., as well as India and China, because Atlanta's international.
That's right.
You know, there's a wealth of resources, but you have to be strategic. I recommend you be strategic about it.
Yes, Atlanta is an international destination city for businesses and people alike. For those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Tracy Neal. She's CEO of Tracy Neal and Company. She helps businesses, startups, entrepreneurship, grow their business. She's a member of several organizations. And like she mentioned a moment ago, the Women of Global Change. She's the vice president of the Atlanta chapter. How long have you been in that position?
About 6 months now.
How do you like it?
I love it.
Do you?
I love it. Yeah.
And y'all get together regularly and talk about initiatives that people can do to help change women globally.
Yes. Yes. We meet monthly here in Atlanta. We're looking for members. We have a launch on August 17th. So if anyone wants to get more information about that, they can certainly reach out to me. Not only do we work with women in various businesses as entrepreneurs, but we also have activities where we give back. So I recently came back from a mission trip in Mexico, building schools and painting schools.
Fun.
And yeah, it was nice. So that's our vision and our mission.
That's fantastic. Giving back along the way certainly helps just, you know, kind of make the world whole. And we certainly do that here in Atlanta. We always think our businesses are good at giving back. Our communities are excellent at giving back. And we see that time and time again here on Atlanta Business Radio. And let's talk a little bit about intellectual property. You have a couple patents yourself, everything from a smoothie to a yoga mat and a couple others. Tell us about that.
Yes, yes. I have 5 patents, 2 trademarks, and 2 copyrights. And as you mentioned, they range from a smoothie called Vivid Fruit. I have something called Trinity Fusion. It's a yoga mat and sock system, completely different from what's on the market right now.
Okay.
I got the prototype on Monday, so I'm very excited.
Okay.
I was on the phone with the patent office on the way to the interview, getting everything ready so I can get the final certificate for the
patent. It's a yoga mat and sock combo.
It is a yoga mat.
So you don't slip around, right?
That's it. There you go.
That's the problem
there
sometimes.
You go.
You're always slipping
there
in your
you
bare
go.
Feet on the yoga mat.
I got to give you one to try.
All right.
Get your
yes.
testimony.
Sounds good to me. Now, that's got to be exciting. So you're going to get this in the stores pretty soon and then out
yes.
there and you're going to do an infomercial?
Probably. Yeah. I'm thinking an infomercial.
That's pretty
probably
cool.
Start off with YouTube first.
Yeah. That's the way to go. You know, that earned media, getting
yes.
the word out. Letting people know that you're out there and you've got an alternative to those slippery yoga mats.
Yes, yes. Not only is it non-slip, but you can wash it.
Yay.
Oh, good.
It's made from fabric. So,
two copyrights. Have you written a book or do you have plans to write a book?
I wrote a children's book last year. That's my super mommy. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's. And I'm in the process of writing a book about yoga, why I chose yoga.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
it'll be
great.
Done by the end of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So looking for a yoga mat, a yoga book.
Yeah.
Everything else in between. Tracy, now let's talk back to Tracy Neal and Company. And is it just you or do you have a staff of employees?
It's me right now,
right.
But I do have a team that I'm working with.
That's good.
One of my partners that I recently met through CEO Space International, that organization, is Glenn Gordon. He has a product that's similar to what I have. It's a back support system.
Okay.
And we are working together. He needed someone with expertise in IT and financial. He knows manufacturers. So it was a natural connect there. So I'm building my team now, but that's a challenge for new entrepreneurs. I mean, seed capital was, I mean, you burn through it so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have those alliances where you can barter. There are times you have to barter.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And so there is plans to grow the company, get new business, get the word out that you're out there helping folks. And you know, how is business finding you these days?
People are just reaching out to me via social media. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I think that's how we found each other. I really do.
I think so.
Like social media connected us.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So you're actively out there and you would encourage a young entrepreneur or a young startup out there to make sure that they are leveraging all those social media platforms to their full advantage.
Yes. And when doing that, make sure everything is in alignment because I've coached some other people. You need to make sure your LinkedIn profile matches your...
So that means the same profile picture all across the board on all your... Or what do you mean alignment exactly? Like the same title that you give yourself on each platform?
The messaging, your vision and mission. You can't say, hey, I want to be an artist. And then on the other one, I'm a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this and that. But it's confusing.
It
so
is.
You have to make sure it's not confusing to the consumer. Because
yeah.
they're looking for you. They really are. You don't think they are, but they're looking for you. But they don't want something that's complicated. Make it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then each social media channel has like its own kind of message that it wants to get at. LinkedIn's more professional.
Right.
Facebook's a conversation or Twitter's a statement.
Yes.
And keeping those consistent as well.
Yes. And limit your Facebook personal pictures.
Okay.
Because people will Google you.
So no more pictures of me and the dog, Stone. I hear you. Some people may do that too much on Facebook. And if that is the case, then perhaps create a separate Facebook account for your business.
Absolutely. There you go. A business page.
Right.
Business page. And then be aware, because you're an entrepreneur, not that people, even if you're going for sponsors and other type of work, they don't look at all of them. That's just people. Mm-hmm. People are nosy. They want to see what's going on with you.
And another common mistake I think I've heard here, and you can chime in on this as well, is people spread themselves over too many social media platforms instead of focusing on those that really and doing it really well on a couple, you know, handful of them. Is that, would that be the case for you?
That's true. There's Instagram, there's Periscope, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, mm-hmm. there's LinkedIn. I limit myself to three. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's LinkedIn, Facebook for events.
Yes.
And then Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
So we're right aligning ourselves there with that same kind of strategy and reaching those people, because you have to stay active as well.
Yes.
That's a lot of, I see all the time, somebody's on Twitter, but they haven't tweeted anything since 2014.
Right.
So you got to stay active,
right?
And continually to, and it's not that hard these days. So.
No, they have software now. Mm-hmm. You can actually time your posts and things like that. So
very good. So social media is certainly a part of that, and you're going to be using that as you get your yoga mat and socks combo out there. Do you have a name for that yet?
It's called Trinity Fusion.
Trinity Fusion.
Mind, body, and spirit fusing together.
Okay, good. I do a little Ashtanga yoga. So very good workout. Lots of fun for sure. And another thing you may not know about Tracy Neal for our listeners, she was featured in New York Times in 2014. That must have been a great achievement for you.
I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, okay, cool. This is so cool.
Yeah.
It was because of the book. That's My Super Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
It's told from my two little ones, the two younger boys, their perspective. In corporate America, I travel quite a bit. And I would be sad sometimes when I had to leave him and go overseas. And my 7-year-old, he was maybe 4 at the time, said, "It's okay, mommy. You have to share your gifts with the world. It's okay. Don't cry." He was telling me not to cry.
Yeah, you're the super mommy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I was inspired to write the book.
That's
and New York
great.
Times picked it up. So.
Yeah, and then they did a feature on you, and I'm sure book sales went through the roof after that.
Yeah. I went around Miami. And
That's
all
awesome.
Around Southeast.
So I want to learn more about the work. Can you describe for us like the engagement process, particularly in the early stages? So, for example, say the Business Radio X network were to engage you. What does that look like, particularly in the early stages? Can you walk us through that?
Sure. So first, I would meet with the people who are engaging me for the opportunity. Then I would send a questionnaire to find out where your needs are. So first, I want to meet with you and find out, you know, what's your vision, your mission, your strategy, and then a questionnaire.
Which is a great exercise, because I think sometimes, you know, people, we don't spend enough time thinking through those questions, so we're not even necessarily asking ourselves the right questions.
Right, yeah. Right. I tell everyone, the planning, even though people don't really like it, is so very important. That way you're aligning your expectations with my expectations. Because as a consultant years ago, I saw it all the time. The client wasn't happy. And then the person who was being engaged wasn't happy. But it's because they didn't set expectations at the beginning of the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So the questionnaire is key. And then prioritizing those after I gather the information for the questionnaire to see, is my priority in alignment with your priority? And then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have skills from building websites all the way to, as I said, getting someone ready to go for capital with investors.
And the questionnaire really dials that in to figure out where you need to work first. You know, strategize first.
Yes.
And in that engagement, is it just a one time, here's your plan and we'll see you later? Or do you continue to help them as their plan evolves?
I continue to help. That's who I am.
Yes.
Continually checking up, making sure that you're on track. If you need anything else from me,
mm-hmm.
If you need me to be with you when you're sitting with the investors for the capital raise, those kinds of things.
That helps too. Is there a particular industry you like to help more than another?
Well, anything manufacturing, because I worked in manufacturing at Coca-Cola for 10 years.
Okay.
So I did everything from the bag in a box to the bottlers around the world. So just the manufacturing process. But any business. I worked as a consultant for Accenture, which was the number one consulting firm. And I did everything from telecom to nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So,
and you got to know that when everybody or anyone wants to come to Tracy Neal and Company and engage your services, they're going to do some checking up on you.
Exactly.
So making sure your social media is aligned, making sure everything's up to date and you're looking professional. What about other clients that you have helped, having their testimony out there, reviews from them about your services? How important is that for other businesses?
That's very, very important. I'm actually working on that right now. Getting video testimony.
Video testimony.
Video. That's okay. Way more important than written.
So you're going to have a happy client. You're going to get them on video and they're happy to do it. And these days they say keeping it 3 to 5 minutes is very important as well.
It's very, very important. People want to see someone looking like them. Mm-hmm. Giving testimony, something authentic and raw.
But in some camps, they may think that that is not authentic because they're just doing it, to help you in the same way. So making an authentic conversation, I think, is the challenging part. Just doing a video and reading off a script oftentimes is not enough. People can read right through.
People see through it. They don't want it. And the written testimony, they are totally down with that for social proofing. So the video testimony is very key.
Yeah. I think it should be hidden camera video testimony.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
No one knows I'm saying good things about you.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. There'll probably be a lot of editing though, right?
Yeah. Because sometimes when the camera's on, people change their demeanor changes. And then even the words don't translate as they may have on the paper.
That's true.
So you have to be authentic about it. So you're going to collect a few of these from your past clients.
Oh, yeah.
Put them on your website.
Yes, absolutely.
And what about your own YouTube channel that's in the future?
I got to do it. Yeah. You third person this week telling me to do that. I got to do it.
People have been telling us that for years, Stone. Get our own YouTube channel.
Yeah, they have. And I think we should be doing it. And I know some of our other studio owner operators throughout the region are doing that, mm-hmm. particularly Keith Hofert down in Pensacola.
Yes.
I just got another video from him and it is so powerful. And it doesn't have to be, 40 minutes of a video of a radio interview, but just a few little snippets. Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
Yeah, I think he's got a good production team helping him down there too. So certainly, yeah, check out.
Are you saying that you don't? Is that what you're trying to communicate?
He's got a good staff of people really helping him out down there. And our Gwinnett team out there, they're doing a good stuff with their YouTube channel. And so we encourage folks to go check that out as well. So so Tracy Neal and Company, based here in Atlanta. Where in Atlanta are you based?
I am in over by Little Five Points, Caroline Street.
So in town.
Yes, in town.
And you live in town?
I live in Riverdale.
In Riverdale, so on the south side of town. So Atlanta is a lot of little communities connected together in one big metro area. And trying to connect all these people is sometimes difficult to do. So, but mm-hmm. you're all over the place, it sounds like.
I am all over the place, but I figured, Caroline Street, Little Five Points is kind of central. So
it
people
is.
Get to it.
Yeah. And so clients come meet you there and you got an office space over there.
I have some space, but I'm mobile. So I'll go to the client.
That's right. And Atlanta's got a lot of startups over there by Georgia Tech.
Yes.
The technology space is growing, like wildfire over there. So being able to be mm-hmm. convenient to them and help them, I think is important for you as well.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Very good. And what do you like to do in and around Atlanta in your off time when you're not helping the kids?
Around Atlanta. Yeah. I like going to Stone Mountain.
Okay.
I also like going to Piedmont Park.
Piedmont Park.
Yeah, I like nature.
You do yoga over there at Piedmont Park?
They do have a yoga.
Yes.
I just been traveling so much, I haven't been able to go over to one of the meetups. But yes, I would love to do that.
Good.
I have my mat.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and your socks.
And my socks.
Yes. Trinity, what was it?
Fusion.
Trinity Fusion.
Yes.
And it's going to be launching here soon, so folks be on the lookout for that. And as Tracy Neal and Company grows, are you looking to go into other cities and other markets and help other people?
Absolutely. I've actually had someone come to me who is from India, and they're asking, yoga was founded in India.
Right.
Why not come to India? So it seems like the company may go global.
Yes.
And then spread out in the U.S., which is cool.
From Atlanta to India first.
Exactly.
Yeah, then maybe over to, Charlotte or Miami around the southeast, right?
Yeah, or simultaneously. You never know.
That's right. With the internet these days, the power of video and everything, the world is basically your, is full of clients for you, not just here in Atlanta. So.
Absolutely.
So look forward to more great things from you in the balance of 2016 and beyond.
Yes.
Please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and your services.
Yes, you can call. Well, you can contact me at iamtracyneal@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. My website is www.tracyneal.com, and I have contact information there as well. I'm on LinkedIn. So you can ping me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter. And I'm here to help.
Now on Twitter, her handle is @_Tracy_Neal. You can follow her there. Connect with her on LinkedIn as well. Whether you want to talk about startups, business strategy, or intellectual property,
absolutely,
you can help. How does someone know they need your help with intellectual property?
When they come up with a great idea and they have a name for it, or it's functional, a functional item, like a yoga mat.
Yeah.
You know, something as simple as a yoga mat, or some type of new invention for a cell phone or anything like that. You need to protect it.
So it has to actually be like a physical thing. Like, I've got some ideas in my head. Those are intellectual property, right? How can I patent those?
Well, I have to meet with you.
Oh, okay.
And see where how far you want to go with that idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Ideas, right?
Yeah,
we're
ideas.
Full of them.
And they can be trademarked. They could be catchphrases.
That's true.
Things like that.
Right.
Can be, yeah.
Right. So very good. Well, thank you again, Tracy. We'll have all our information posted up on our website, atlantabusinessradio.com. You can connect with her there. If you, again, have anything exciting or new to share, please come back and be a guest real soon.
Absolutely.
All right. And thank you to our producer here today, Stone Payton. And thank you to Lee Cantor for helping make all of this happen. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson, saying we'll see you next time on the radio.